Another video game that's being marketed to a niche group is creating controversy this holiday season. Its target audience? Christian teens. The game's producers say it's meant to teach the power of prayer and faith. But its detractors, who include other Christians, say it's promoting intolerance and violence. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
The game's called Eternal Forces. It's based on the best-selling Left Behind book series by evangelical Christian authors Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins. The novels, which have sold more than 63 million copies and spawned a movie, tell the story of the end of days, and so does the video game narration.
Without any warning, all infants, children, and many people mysteriously disappear. Terror and confusion reign the world over. For those left behind, the apocalypse has just begun.
Children and good Christians have been whisked off to heaven. A battle is raging on earth between the forces of the Antichrist and those Christians left. Jeffrey Frischner, president of Left Behind Games, which produced Eternal Forces, says the game is for Christians like himself.
We wanted to create entertainment that really had a moral and positive message that they could purchase for themselves and for their kids.
The game has gotten support from conservative Christian groups like Focus on the Family. Frischner says it's an action game, but the most important weapon is
prayer. There's a pray button.
With all speed, consider it done. Praise the Lord.
That's one of the Christians out on the street trying to convert non-believers. Eternal Forces is what's called a real-time strategy game. It takes place in post-apocalyptic New York City, and the good guys are fighting the Antichrist for souls. And if prayer doesn't work, Frischner says,
you're engaging in a battle to save people from this villain of villains, and you're supposed to do that through spiritual means. If you're attacked, then you have a choice. You can defend yourself, or you can engage in attack, and you can actually build your force to actually fight.
So if the prayer button doesn't work and a soul joins the Antichrist, you can kill them if they attack.
It's either praise the Lord and pass the ammunition or praise the Antichrist and pass the ammunition.
Attorney Jack Thompson is an evangelical Christian who has written extensively about what he believes is the damage done to children who play violent video games. Thompson doesn't feel Eternal Forces is a Christian game.
I don't find anywhere in the gospel that we're supposed to take up arms and kill people because they don't believe. And in fact, in the Garden of Gethsemane, when a follower of Jesus cut off the ear of the centurion, Jesus restored that ear and said, don't do that.
Well, Thompson often finds himself fighting with liberals. This time they're on the same side. Reverend Timothy Simpson, the president of the Christian Alliance for Progress, a liberal Christian group, thinks the game sends the wrong message, especially now.
At this particular point in American history where there is such conflict raging around the world between Christians and Muslims, that introducing a game like this where Christians are presented as being killers of non-Christians is like throwing gas on an already roaring fire. It is singularly unhelpful.
Recently, the Jewish Anti-Defamation League and the Council on American-Islamic Relations criticized Eternal Forces. The Christian Alliance for Progress and other critics are asking Walmart, the nation's largest game retailer, to stop selling it. They've also asked Tyndale House, which owns the license to the Left Behind books, to pull it off the market. Tyndale says it's not responsible for the game's content. Walmart issued a statement saying the company will continue to sell the game to customers who want it. Despite the protests, Left Behind Games claims that Eternal Forces is selling well. However, reviews in game publications have ranged from bad to mediocre. Ben Kuchera, gaming editor of the website Ars Technica, liked it more than most. He gave it a 6 out of 10.
It does very much push its Christian agenda on you via in-game essays. But when it comes to that sort of agenda pushing, I've seen other instances of that on television and magazines, and while it's there, it's a lot less obnoxious than you find in other Christian sources, and I kind of appreciated that.
This is not the first video game aimed at a Christian audience, says Kuchera, but Left Behind may be the first interactive entertainment company that's tried to create a blockbuster Christian game. It is available not only at Walmart, but at Best Buy, Target, Circuit City, as well as certain self-identified Christian retailers. Kuchera thinks Eternal Forces is an important game.
Because even though the actual gameplay is mediocre, it's making us ask these questions about what video games do. What are their place in society right now? How are we rating them? Who's playing them?
Both fans and detractors of Eternal Forces agree those are good questions to ask. They just don't agree on The Answers. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
And the gun himself, as he laid aside the book, shouting, praise the Lord, and bless the ammunition.